Allow yourself to settle down into a nice comfortable position, and then slowly close your eyes. I want you to become aware of your breathing, to block out the outside world, and to simply feel the coolness of each breath as it enters your nose or mouth. Notice your chest rising and falling as you inhale and exhale in your own perfect natural rhythm. Just breathing in and out, allowing your awareness to focus on that breath, to remove attention from the outside external world, to focus on the breath, to allow your awareness to remain focused on that breath, as you allow it to quieten and deepen, and begin to notice that as you allow your breath to become more and more relaxed, that relaxation passes through to all other aspects of physicality, that it's a natural thing. You don't need to make any conscious effort to breathe. Your inner mind takes care of that breathing, just as it's done from the moment of birth, and throughout life for as long as you live. That subconscious is the guardian of all automatic systems, all bodily functions. So you can simply relax into every breath you take. And as you continue to relax, I'd like you to steer your imagination, to cast your mind, to remember or recall the feeling of standing at a golf driving range. Now, I'm guessing you've been to a few driving ranges over the years, those years spent practicing and enjoying the game of golf. So I'd like you to simply recall, remember, or create your own driving range right now. It may be a range that you've been to before. You might allow yourself to remember all the details of this range, or you might simply get a sense of what it feels like to be at a familiar range. It's up to you. You'll know what this range looks like. You will know what the driving range sounds like. Clubs clanking together or thudding into caddies. The sporadic thwack of a golf ball being struck at full power as it sails through the air. In this particular driving range, there's one spot that's been reserved for you. It's yours and yours alone. In a secluded area where no one else can see. So imagine walking into this private area of the driving range right now. Perhaps placing your clubs down to one side or behind the tee. You may have a bucket of balls placed behind you or off to the side too. Take your time and imagine where you'd like to place your equipment. Because we're about to begin this driving practice. So imagine bending over to the bucket to pick out the first ball. But before you do, before you pick up a single ball, you become aware that something is different. These balls, each one of them within this bucket, contain memories, sensations, feelings from the past. I can't tell you how this happens, but this phenomenon only occurs in this private driving range. Each one of those balls in front in that bucket represents a time, a place, a situation, an incident, a reaction, a memory, or even just a feeling from your past. A particular instance that has caused a negative thought, a bad feeling, a sudden fear, or a reaction within you. These balls represent the cause of the way that you feel at any particular time, in any given situation, about yourself, your skills, your abilities, your self-worth. These balls represent thoughts that sometimes make you feel stressed, anxious, unhappy, nervous, or anything else negative. These balls represent sadness, any loneliness, any hurt, perhaps a bit of anger, or jealousy, or maybe even the shadow of rejection. In a moment, I'm going to ask you to continue to reach into that bucket to grab the first ball. And the moment you grab hold, the moment you lift that first ball, you can allow yourself to recollect, to recall, to remember an instance from your past, and it doesn't matter how long ago this instance occurred. It may have been from a golf game, only a week or two ago. It may have been a stern telling off from childhood. It may have been an insulting comment from a parent, a sibling, a peer, a caregiver. It doesn't matter. Once you've taken that time and picked up a ball and allowed yourself to recall a particular negative moment to mind, I'd like you to place that ball onto the tee. Choose yourself a club. And then slowly, slowly approach that ball. Naturally. Calmly. Ease into your own preparation routine in a lead up to taking that swing. And then take that swing. Strike the ball with all your strength. You're aiming to blast that ball, to strike that ball harder than you've ever struck a golf ball in your life. And in the moment of striking that ball, you will propel that memory, that negative thought or feeling. You'll send that blockage from the past so far away from you that it almost disappears into the horizon. Okay, so in your own time now, and I do want you to take your time, so I'll give you plenty. I want you to begin the process of choosing each ball, identifying and attaching a negative to that ball. If it helps, you can tell yourself, this ball represents this particular moment when this person said that or did that to me. Then smoothly, precisely, and powerfully strike that ball harder than ever before. Send it off to your chosen destination. And you can strike as many balls as you'd like to right here and now. I'll give you plenty of time. And after you've taken your time and unleashed all that power within, and successfully struck as many balls as you feel necessary at this time right now. You can relax back into the moment and enjoy the ambience of your surroundings until you hear me speak once again. Okay, bring your attention back to the sound of my voice now, because I want you to learn how to control any heightened emotional responses. And as a result of practicing this technique regularly, you'll learn how to control feelings and responses so that you can remain in control at all times of the way you think, feel, and react to situations around you. What I'd like you to do right now is to use your imagination to cast your mind back into memory. And I want you to recall a place. Bring a place into your mind, the most relaxing, amazing place where there's no stress whatsoever. The most comfortable place you can think of, the most relaxing place. It could be a place you've been to before. If you can't think of an actual place, you can create one. It can be a fantasy place, a make-believe location, or a real place. It could simply be a practice green, or area, or a driving range. Could be nothing to do with golf at all. It's up to you. But I want you to remember, recall, or imagine that place now. Take yourself to that place now. If you can, I'd like you to imagine what details you'd be able to see in this place. Looking around, notice what you'd see. Any colours. Have a listen. What sounds would there be? Any sensations, whether you're inside or out? The temperature, a draft, a gust of wind, warmth. Notice what you can notice as you relax in this place right now. You may even include any people to surround you, or objects. You may be involved in an activity that you find extremely enjoyable and fulfilling. Take a few moments. Create this place in your mind. Take take yourself there right now and relax into this place. Make it real. And while you're in your comfortable place right now, I'd like you to take a few long, slow, deep breaths. And as you exhale, allow yourself to release any and all tensions from within you to allow you to relax even more into this moment, into this place. Allow yourself to memorize the feelings of feeling this relaxed in your special location right now. Noticing that you're in a place where nothing affects you, no negativity, just calmness, great feelings, perhaps a little excitement, good feelings. And I want you to commit these feelings and this place to memory. Lock it down in there. A great place. Lock down every detail you can, whether you can remember the sights and the details or recall the sounds. Notice everything about this moment and how you feel within it, as you breathe in relaxation and breathe out any tension. Because in the future, anytime you find yourself thinking or feeling negatively, reminded by any kind of mental stress whatsoever, in that moment, all you'll need to do is to take those few deep breaths, to allow yourself to remember the feelings you're feeling right now, to allow those feelings to flow back into you physically, and the good thoughts to flow back mentally, bringing yourself straight back to this wonderful, stress-free place. The feelings of calm, controlled relaxation that you're feeling right now return to you in any given moment. A calmness that you've created for yourself can be brought back on demand. So let's go ahead and try it to ensure that you understand the concept. Okay, right now I'd like you to think of something, a situation that may have happened to you, either recently or a long time ago. A situation, any situation that may have caused you some stress, perhaps some anger, frustration, or even a little depressed feeling in the past. Maybe you'd made a bad golf shot when it counted. Maybe you're rushing through the game itself instead of taking time, and you're punishing yourself for it. Perhaps you have other negative thoughts in mind. Something more personal. Maybe there are thoughts from the past. Any elements of bullying. These moments are affecting your general mood. So whatever the situation is that you're recalling now, wherever you are and whatever you're doing, it's up to you, but I want you to imagine it, to remember it right now, as clearly as you can. Imagine you're right back there reliving the moment, the situation right now. And as soon as you have that situation to mind and begin to feel a little distracted with some stress, pressure or tension or frustration, you know the feelings. So hold on to those feelings for just a few seconds. And now I want you to take those few slow deep breaths, inhaling calmness and releasing the negativity with every exhale, just letting negativity flow away, the bad thoughts flowing away, filling up your lungs with positivity and returning straight back to your special place, your most relaxing place. Take yourself back to the good place, the stress-free place, and feel those feelings of being right back there, calmer once again. And hold on to that feeling, let that calmness return to your body and mind once again, just a few deep breaths. All it takes to regain composure, to relax into this moment again. So let's go through the exercise just one more time to prove that you can now control and reduce and diffuse your own levels of pressure, tension, frustration and anxiety. Once again, I'd like you to think of something, a situation that may have caused you quite a bit of tension in the past. And I want you to recall that situation in as much detail as is possible right now. Return to it right now. Remember the situation, where you are, what you're doing. If it was the same situation you just thought about, then I'd like you to intensify the feelings of that situation, to allow yourself to begin to experience all the tension and stress you would normally associate with this provoking event. And when you're back there, when you've returned into that situation, when you're remembering it, imagining it, reliving it, when you've begun to associate with the tension, the nerves, the pressure, the stress, just hold on for a few more seconds. And now take those long, slow, pronounced deep breaths. Just let that negativity instantly begin to flow away from you, breathing out all the tension and inhaling relaxation, allowing yourself to feel great by coming back to your special place, bringing your mind instantly back to your special relaxation place. Immerse yourself in that moment and allow yourself to relax, completely mentally, physically, switched on and yet relaxed at the same time. You've begun to learn an incredibly powerful technique used by many professional sportsmen, Olympians, and world champions to allow the control of stress levels. The more you practice this technique daily, the more powerful those effects will become. Each time you practice, you'll find it much easier to relax into a state of controlled calmness. So right now, it's simply time to count from 5 down to 1. And when I get to 1, you can open your eyes once again and return to the here and now, this moment where you'll become wide awake and alert, regaining full conscious awareness. You'll continue to allow the release of any historic negativity, any blockages, safely and quietly, the release of these old responses. They'll process gradually at a speed that's comfortable for your mind to address. So get ready to return to here and now, this moment, the present, as I begin to count 5, slowly becoming aware of the sensations returning within you. 4, feeling that energy pulsing its way back through your body. 3, from the top of your head down to the tips of your toes. 2, breathing in that refreshing energy. And 1, eyes open, wide awake, take a nice deep breath, have a stretch if you want. Welcome back.